Hey, good evening. How everybody doing tonight? I hope you guys are doing well. I hope it's been a good evening. I hope y'all had a good holiday, a good Christmas, good New Year's, Dia de los Reyes, the King's Day, if you celebrate that as well. But I hope you guys have been blessed and having a good time. it's rough, little rough football week for me last weekend. Unfortunately, Michigan, we didn't deliver, but congratulations to all you TCU fans out there. Definitely hoping you pull. And then, of course, Jacksonville yesterday stepping up. They went from being the bottom to the top, and after living there for so long, definitely got to give them a shout out and congratulations for that. And of course, in this area, Bills, they did their thing today, and so that's great as well. Miss Walker, good evening. Nice of you to join us. Those of you that are coming in, go ahead and shoot us a message. Say hey, let us know you're here. Like, share. It all helps the algorithm. Of course, it'll be posted if somebody can't catch it live. But wanted to talk to you tonight. If you guys saw the title, essentially, you're going to be like a cow or going to be like a buffalo, right? Be like the cows or be like the buffalo. Ultimately, it is up to you. But before we go into that, I want to give a huge shout out to Black Silhouette Music. Doing the intro, putting that together, good friend of mine from school, and really appreciate that brother and all that he does. Want to check him out, Black Silhouette Music. Give him a shout out. Check him out, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch. He does streaming, music. Just multi-talented brother, and definitely thankful for him. So huge shout out there for that. But again, are you going to be like a cow or are you going to be like a buffalo? Now, if you're watching and you don't mind, I want you to drop a Janair. Okay, thank you. Not a problem at all. But thank you again for joining. If you guys are watching, just real quick in the comments, if you can, which would you rather be, a cow or a buffalo? Just out of curiosity, a cow or a buffalo? I'm curious, and one of the reasons I'm asking that is, number one, to see if anyone out there really knows where I'm going to go with this, and number two, just curious what your thoughts are and what it is that you would want to be, either the cow or, again, the buffalo. Which would it be? So if you can, go ahead and drop that in the comments if you're not too shy. Definitely appreciate it. I thought it was interesting when I learned this. Now, it's not going to be a long episode tonight by any stretch of the imagination. Myself personally been a little under the weather. Whichever is getting out of the storm, we'll both have to face the storm. Both have to face the storm. And, that's something that I think is going to be interesting when we talk about this a little bit and break this down a little bit. But so I heard this and it was relatively new to me, but I thought about it after a while. I was like, okay, so when a storm's coming in, right? When a storm's coming in, the cows essentially will move from the storm. They will run away from the storm. Whereas the buffalo go towards the storm. They run into the storm. Now, it doesn't really sound like a big deal at the surface, right? But it does ultimately affect what it is that's going to take place and what it is that's going to be experienced by each, the cow or the buffalo. Now, again, the cow tend to run away from the storm, right? They're still going to experience the storm. And, oftentimes I think that we take an approach in life to where we're more like the cow than we are the buffalo. The buffalo, again, runs towards the storm, into the chaos, into the rain, into the wind, into the circumstance, into the struggle. They run into it head on, right? And you might be thinking, well, Doc, I don't know if that's really the best decision or the best thing that we need to do. But I want you to understand something here, right? Now, when the cow runs away from the storm, they're prolonging the inevitable. right? They're still going to experience the storm. And when the storm reaches them after doing all this running, the storm is going to continue to pass over them while they're running, while they're pushing through to get through it. No, exactly. That's what they do. And that's what the buffalo do. They run straight towards it to just deal with it. Whereas the cows, again, they're trying to get away from it. And I think oftentimes in our lives, at least mine, I mean, I don't know, maybe y'all are a little better than me. Maybe, you know, you made better decisions and you did better things. But for me, myself personally, on more than one occasion, I've been the cow, right? I haven't wanted to deal with it. Or I thought moving in the opposite direction of the circumstance and the struggle would be beneficial, right? So I try to go in the opposite direction. I try to move. I try to do something different. I try to avoid the chaos, right? I think a lot of times in our lives, things happen and we try to avoid the chaos. We try to avoid the struggle. We try to avoid the pain. We try to avoid the heartache. We don't want to, you know, essentially, for lack of better words, face the music, right? We don't want to accept certain things. Sometimes it's hard when, you know, like losing a loved one, for example. It's hard to deal with that. It's hard to face that sometimes. It's hard to, you know, really just accept what's going on. Or maybe things just aren't looking right for you, right? Like, friendships are falling apart, the job's falling apart, money's not how it needs to be. And so you try to, you know, forget about it or do things to occupy your mind or not have to really address the issue. Because sometimes the issue is us. Sometimes we're the problem. Sometimes we're the one, you know, right? Talking about, hey, you know, take a look at the man in the mirror, right? If we're going to make a change, it has to first begin within ourselves, right? You can't affect, if you're internally torn and you can't adjust to that, you can't address that, then you're definitely not going to be able to effectively, maybe for a time, put a Band-Aid on it, but you're not going to be able to effectively address what circumstances you're walking into. So the cow tends to, yeah, truth time, exactly. The cow tends to run away from the storm, but the storm's still following them. So no matter what they do to try to avoid the storm and the coming chaos and the, you know, for us, no matter how long we try to avoid the consequences of a circumstance or a situation, and consequences sometimes aren't bad. They're not always bad. Sometimes there's good consequences, but oftentimes we try to avoid having to deal with issues that we have. We have a difficulty admitting when we're wrong. Nobody likes to be told they're wrong. Nobody likes to be told they're not doing things the right way. Nobody likes to be told that, you know, it's their fault, right? I mean, think about it. People, you know, it's just natural. We don't want to, you know, that criticism. Oh, no, Doc, I'm always open to feedback and criticism. No, you're not. You're not. Most of us aren't. Maybe you have learned how to be, but there was a time that you were not. And, you know, that's something myself personally that I still tend to struggle with sometimes. It's hard. And sometimes it's hard trying to express yourself in the midst of all that as well. But at the end of the day, if we're like the cow and we continue to run away from the storm, by the time we have to face the wind, by the time we have to face the rain, by the time we have to come face to face with our circumstance, our situation, those consequences, good, bad, or indifferent, whether we have to answer to the man in the mirror, so to speak, by the time the storm hits, if we're like the cow, we're going to be tired. You're going to be worn out physically, emotionally. You're worried about it, so you're trying to avoid it. You occupy your mind. I don't want to talk about it right now. It's too stressful. I ain't got time for it. I'll deal with it later. And you keep procrastinating and keep pushing it off, and it becomes a bigger and bigger problem. Why? Not necessarily because the problem itself has grown. Sometimes that does take place, but oftentimes, it's because we have created a circumstance where we have exhausted ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, trying to avoid dealing with the issue, dealing with the circumstance. Sometimes running doesn't do anything but make you tired. We used to joke in the military, and please forgive me, I'm not trying to offend anybody with this, but you know, a common thing with, you know, snipers, so to speak, is like, okay, run, but you're just gonna die tired. You know, and that's kind of what we end up doing. We end up facing our circumstances and our situations exhausted. We end up facing our situations worn out physically because we've kept ourselves up at night. We're not eating right because we're worried and we're stressed. And that takes a real life physical toll on us. I'm guilty. 110%. I've been guilty in the past, and I'll probably be guilty, unfortunately, more than one time in the future. And it's not easy to admit when, hey, we're the one that's broke, busted, and disgusted. It's not the devil. It's not the enemy. It's not other people. It's us. We're sometimes the one that causes the issue and causes the problem. And so we try to run and we try to avoid it, procrastinate, you know, deal with other things, focus on other things, thinking that those things will, you know, hey, if I deal with this, eventually that'll just go away. I don't have to pay attention to it. Eventually somebody else will deal with it, or it'll just pass and it's not a big deal. But then the storm actually hits. And when it hits, instead of being able to stand there, instead of being able to deal with it, you know, it wears us down even more because we've run, we're tired, we're exhausted, we're mentally spent. It's not there. And so I don't see the benefit of being like a cow. I'm big as a cow, you know, moo. But you know, with that being said, I don't see the benefit. You're just going to face the storm tired. You're going to face the circumstance exhausted and tired. And then because you're not at your sharpest, because you're already worn out, you're already beat down, you may not make the best decisions to deal with the storm, to deal with the circumstance, to deal with these various struggles that come across. And not even close. And, you know, so we are prolonging the inevitable, so to speak. I think it was, I think my mom said, you know, just prolongs the chaos is what she said a little earlier in the chat. And that's what it does. It just prolongs the storm because you're running from it. It's on your heels. It's catching up with you. It's chasing you. And it's going to be something that is still going to affect you. You're still going to have to deal with it. Whereas the buffalo choose to do something a little different. The buffalo choose to turn and run into the storm, in the direction of the storm. Now, sounds a little crazy, right? Like running into gunfire, running into the gunfight. Or, you know, firefighters running into the fire, right? Like that mentality. Why would you run to the problem? Why would you run into the storm? Why would you run face first into your circumstance, your struggle, that thing that's bringing you down, that's beating you down, that wind, that rain, that circumstance, situation, those consequences? Why would you run into them headlong? Because, number one, you're going to get it over with. Let's just deal with it. Let's move on. Let's make it happen. Let's fix whatever we got to fix. Let's address whatever we got to address. The sooner we can address different things in our life, different areas of our life, whether, let's say on a personal level, whether you're dealing with jealousy, whether you're dealing with various insecurities, whether you're dealing with narcissistic tendencies, whether you're struggling to accept a coworker because of something that's going on at work, whatever the case may be, if you don't address those issues, the longer you wait to address them, they essentially, they're there longer. You've got to deal with it longer than if you just address it head on. Just go ahead and handle it. Let's make this happen. So that's the first thing, right? So that's a first reason you would potentially just go ahead and charge right into the storm. A second reason that you can jump into that storm is because you can't really take a second step until you took a first step, right? I mean, am I wrong? You can take the second step before the first step? Pretty sure you got to take one step before you could take a second step, you know. Yeah, that's right. Often issues do multiply. They do if you don't address them, and they prolong and they sit there and they multiply in volume. They multiply in complexity. So you know, oftentimes it is better to just address the issue at hand. And you know, so it's one of those things where the quicker you take that first step, the quicker you can take the second step. I've heard it said that, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, right? It's not a matter of speed, but direction, right? You know, are you moving with a purpose? Are you trying to handle these types of things? Exactly. Got to take the first step. And you do. And if you take that first step into the situation, into the circumstance, you can take the second step quicker. You can make another attempt to move forward. You can make another attempt to change the outcome. You can make another attempt. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie, Black Adam? Right, the movie Black Adam. It's got The Rock in it and Pierce Brosnan and a few other people. But Pierce Brosnan's character plays Dr. Fate. And he was talking about, there's a moment in the movie where he talks about, hey, there's still time to change the outcome, to change the future. And we have that opportunity every day. Every day we wake up, we have an opportunity to change the future. We have an, destiny's destiny. Yeah, destiny might be destiny, but I still can dictate how I travel the road. The end of the book may be written. Sure. You know, the end destination, it may be written. Battles are 1%. Yeah, are in the 1%. Exactly. And, you know, we have to come to a place where we can kind of understand that, where we can understand that, you know what, I still have another opportunity. If I woke up this morning, there's still an opportunity to get better. There's still an opportunity to make somebody else's life better. There's still an opportunity for me to get through the storm. It's not the end of me. And one thing that I want to point out to you as well is when you face that new storm, when you're running into the storm, don't forget the other storms you've already been through. Right? You got through those storms. Why wouldn't you get through this storm? Oh, well, this one's just worse. You're right. It might be. And I'm not taking away from that. It might be. It might be the worst thing you've ever experienced. I might not be able to relate at all. I try to make sure that I keep that in mind with different things. Because what might be easy for me might be very difficult for you. And what might be easy for you might be the end of the world for me. And so we're all different. And our experiences have molded us into that. Our backgrounds have molded us into who it is that we are. So yeah, of course, we address things and handle things very differently. However, don't forget the things that you've already come through. Don't forget the things you've already overcome. Don't forget how many times you thought it was going to be the end and it was just the end of a chapter so you could begin another chapter. Remember, books aren't generally just one chapter. They're multiple chapters. There's multiple concepts. There's usually multiple characters that are developed throughout this story and circumstances and situations and multiple plot lines from start to finish. And so there's all these different things that you have the opportunity to experience. You have the opportunity to overcome. It's just one more thing for you to take another step. So yeah, it might be rough dealing with it right away. That rain pelting on your face might hurt. It might turn into hail and you might be getting hit with some ice pellets. And yeah, it's not going to feel good. And the wind is blistering and painful and cold and harsh. But we have to come to a place where we understand that, like Janair just said, like our own multiverse, we have to understand that there's various aspects that we're dealing with. And regardless of what I'm facing today, I understood what I went through in the past. Now, you guys know me, and those of you that don't, let me let you know. My faith is extremely important to me, and I lean very heavily on Scripture. And, you know, I believe the Bible, and one of the things that when David was saying, and he went up to Goliath, he said, listen, you know what? God was with me with the bear. God was with me with the lion. He's going to be with me against you too. And you have to understand and come to a place in your life where you realize how many times you thought it was going to be your last. How many times you had to fight the bear. How many times you had to fight the lion. How many times you've had to do those things in your life. And now you're staring at what you think is the Goliath in your life when really it's just another opportunity for God to show you who it is that you are. And so you're able to take those steps. If you're able to take the storm head on, run into the storm, run into the circumstances, deal with the problems, deal with the issues, understand that this isn't the first time, nor will it be the last time that you have to face a storm. It's not the first time you've struggled. It won't be the last time you've struggled. It's not the first time you've been heartbroken. You'll probably, unfortunately, be heartbroken again. It's not the first time you had difficulty on a job. It probably won't be the last time you have difficulty on a job. But each time you've run into those circumstances and situations, clearly you've overcome in some fashion, because here we are facing another storm. Does that make sense? Or am I talking crazy? Somebody let me know. You know, I just, to me, that just, it makes more sense. The time frame in which you have to deal with the storm is quicker. You're running into it and it's passing, it's passing over you as you're running through it. It just makes sense to me. And so, yes, it might be more seemingly more uncomfortable at first, right? Because you're running into this thing, you're accepting whatever consequences that are coming. Appreciate that. You're accepting these things, but you're also forcing yourself to adjust. You're forcing yourself to adapt. You're forcing yourself to grow. And so you're going to come to a place where you've faced the issue, you've gone through the storm, you get through it quicker, and now you can relax a little bit, right? Now you can take a breath. You don't have to stop running because of exhaustion. You stop running because of success. You stop running, exactly, to change. You have those opportunities. And you come to a place where, oh, I can breathe again. Oh, the rain stopped. The wind stopped. I can really assess what's going on now. I don't have to stress. I don't have to worry. Why? Because you've already gone through it. Whereas the cow stops running because of exhaustion. I can't go any further. I've been running. I've been trying. I've been trying to get away from that. I don't know what else to do. And so they just stop, right? And the storm hits them. And it's been hitting them that whole time they were running. And they still can't catch a break until the storm actually passes. So you have to come to that place where you can face it head on. Myself, personally, I would much rather be a buffalo. That's right. Be able to rest and reflect on what you've learned to be. Not just reflect on it, but apply it. I think a lot of times, myself, I can only speak for myself. I don't want to make any assumptions. And I tend to probably be a little too transparent when I do these podcasts. But I believe that if people can know, hey, you can hit absolutely rock bottom and still turn things around and do something and still make an impact, then being transparent is what I got to do. And but sometimes, you know, we'll reflect on what we've learned, we'll process it, but then we don't really apply it. We don't really change. We change it as long as it's comfortable. You've got to come to a place to where, even if it's uncomfortable, you're going through the change. That was the whole purpose of being uncomfortable in the storm in the first place, was to get through it and get on the other side of the storm. And so you've got to come to that place where you can accept uncomfortable change. You can accept breaking out of dogmatic tradition. Just because you've always thought it was right doesn't mean it was right. Just because you always thought that that's what Scripture said doesn't mean that that's what Scripture actually said. Growth is uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable. Pruning is uncomfortable. Oftentimes when we share our testimonies, right, when we share these things that we've gone through, and, you know, it's an uncomfortable process, not just for us, but sometimes for other people, because now other people are forced to acknowledge there's a storm coming, and I can do one of two things. I can be a cow and I can run away from it and try to get away from it and try and try and try, but still end up in the midst of the storm and having to figure out how to get through it. Or I can just be the buffalo. I can face it now and I can face it head on and I can get through it quicker so I can grow quicker. If I'm only going to the gym once a week, and clearly I don't go enough. But if I'm going to the gym only once a week, I'm not really going to get the desired results, especially within a general time frame, right? But if I'm going 3 days, 4 days, 5 days a week to the gym, and I'm applying things that I've learned from other people, right? I'm going to see much better and much quicker results. And so that's one thing that I think we need to do. We've got to be able to apply those things. We've got to be able to acknowledge when we're wrong, when we need to grow, when we need to change, when things haven't happened how they needed to happen, right? Just because it's delivered from a pulpit doesn't mean it's scripture. Okay. Just because it comes out of the mouth of a reverend doesn't mean it's scripture. Just because I can pull your heartstring and I can get you to cry and I can get you to come to the altar and I can get you to say, oh, forgive me of my sins, that doesn't mean there was a real change, right? It's got to be more than emotion. Now, maybe emotion starts the engine for that particular individual, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's not a real change, if it's not a real decision, when you're in the midst of your own midnight theology. Well, Doc, what's midnight theology? Well, that's a whole nother episode we'll do, but I'll give you a little hint here. So the midnight theology, that's when it's just you and your circumstance, right? You and what you believe and whatever you're facing. I call that's what I've coined it, midnight theology, right? Because if it's not a true change, and Janaire, I know you, I see the face, and I'm gonna get to it, so don't misunderstand me. If it wasn't a real change, a real decision that was made, it was just an emotional response, okay? If it's just an emotional response and it's not followed up with real change, real discipleship, real follow through, right? Then when I'm alone and I don't have anyone else to rely on and I don't have anyone else to hype me up and I don't have anyone else to stir my emotions, then I'm in a circumstance, in a situation to where can I overcome and do I really believe what it is I'm saying that I believe? Now, don't let me lose you, okay? David, I got to stir up the gift, right? You got to stir up the gift that's inside you, right? And so we have to be able to do that. But the only way we can do that is if it's real, okay? Now, I'm not saying making, you know, getting emotional when you decide to repent is a bad thing by any means. Please don't misunderstand me. That's not what I'm saying. And exactly, that's exactly what I'm saying right there. Preached excitement doesn't always make real activated change. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get to. Because at the end of the day, when you're in that field and the storm's coming, nobody else is making the decision for you. Hey, you need to be a cow. You need to be a buffalo. You need to head the, you know, take care of this head on. You need to, you see what I'm saying? It's just you. It's you, your circumstance, and whatever it is that you ultimately believe, your midnight theology. So you've got to make that decision. Am I going to run into the storm believing what I say I believe, or am I going to run away from it because I'm not really sure if I really do believe what I've been saying I believe in the first place? Does that make sense? Was I able to bring it full circle? Somebody let me know. I want to make sure that I didn't lose anybody. I want to make sure nobody misunderstands what I'm saying. I want to make sure that I was able to make that clear. So somebody let me know. Because if not, I want to try to further explain it. But that's exactly what I was talking about. What Janaire said is, you know, your preached excitement doesn't always make real activated change. And if you're going to go from a cow mentality to a buffalo mentality, it's got to be real activated change. It can't just be based off of an emotional moment that you had at some point in time. So I want to encourage you, regardless of what storm you see coming in, number one, you've overcome several before, whether you handled it like a cow or a buffalo, either way. But number two, you have an opportunity to be the buffalo. You have the opportunity to deal with it head on, to deal with it quicker. Well, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Well, generally, the buffalo aren't traveling by themselves, right? So you don't always have to do it by yourself. Reach out. If nobody else, shoot us a message. If nobody else, shoot us a message, and I'll do what I can to, you know, if I can't help, to put you in contact with somebody that can. That's one thing we really try to do here at Reflections, is truly not just talk about an impact, but be an impact. And so that's one thing that we're definitely here for. And, you know, so I want to encourage you tonight that you can be the buffalo. You don't have to be the buffalo by yourself. You don't have to handle it by yourself, but you can most definitely be the buffalo, head into it, deal with it, address it, grow and learn from it, change from it, and be able to understand and know you can tackle something on the next time. You guys, I appreciate it. That's about all we got tonight. So thank you so very much for your time. As always, you can always hit us up even when we're not live. You know, I love interacting with you guys. It definitely, you know, it's real to me. And I appreciate all the love and the support. If you haven't already, share, like, you know, follow the Facebook page, Twitch, YouTube, all under Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. Invite somebody in to catch it. Again, this will be like all the episodes. They're posted. They're not just have a good night, Ma. You know, they're my mom saying good night. They're not always. You know, they don't just disappear. Just because they're not, you know, we're not live doesn't mean that they're not available. So you can always go to the pages and find them. So definitely want to thank you guys for tuning in. You're welcome, and thank you very much as well. But thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for all the love and all the support. Keep watching. Keep things intact. And as always, I'll pray for you. You pray for me, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections.